That's Minnesota wine, made from locally grown grapes. When most people think about good wine, they think Tuscany, southern France, the Napa Valley. This Maréchal Foch, fermented by winemakers outside Hastings, is about to be put to the taste test. Peter Herlovsky, wine buyer at Certix, has paired up two Minnesota wines, Alexis Bailey's Maréchal Foch and Northern Vineyards Ram's Head, with a California favorite.
I think we're looking at three wines that are going to be pretty comparable, and we'll see how they stand up to the Marietta Old Vine.
The Marietta Old Vine is grown from Napa Valley grapes.
For the money and for the flavor, it's one of the best values, I think, just about anywhere in the world. And the nice thing is we're all right at that $10 price range.
Of the rows and rows of wines at Certix, wines from Minnesota grapes occupy only a few feet on one shelf. But for Minnesota grape growers and winemakers, the fact their wines are there at all is no small accomplishment. Peter Hempstead is viticulturalist at the University of Minnesota and an owner of St. Croix Vineyards in Stillwater.
The varieties grown in other parts of the world, the traditional varieties, Chardonnay, Riesling, Pinot Noir, etc., those grapes can handle about 5 below zero. And, of course, that's our high temperature sometimes in January and February. So, as a result, people in this area either have to cover up the grapes over the winter to get them to survive, or else we need to develop new varieties of grapes that actually like growing here and can tolerate that type of extreme cold.
Researchers have hybridized several grapes cold hardy enough to survive Minnesota winters, and Hempstead says the university will be releasing several more varieties over the next 5 years. Robin Parch, winemaker at Northern Vineyards in Stillwater, says people have two reactions when they learn wine can actually be produced here.
One is surprise. Oh, I didn't know you could do this in Minnesota. And then the other is, oh, I'm so glad you're doing this in Minnesota, you know. Just proud to know that this kind of thing is possible.
Recently, a Stockton, Minnesota grape grower brought a load of 3,100 pounds of grapes to Northern Vineyards, where Parch will turn them into wine. Together, the men throw bin after bin of grapes into a machine called a crusher stemmer. Rollers crush the grapes, which then fall into a chamber where they're spun around so rapidly the stems separate from the skins and pulp. A few feet from the crusher stemmer, a press forces juice out of the crushed grapes. An assistant winemaker rigs up a pump that sends the juice through tubing up to fermentation tanks on the winery's second floor. With the harvest completed and the grape stemmed, crushed, and pressed, Vintage 99 will now spend the winter fermenting in oak barrels and polyurethane tanks. Meanwhile, the recently bottled Vintage 98 is ready for drinking. That takes us back to Certix Liquors and wine buyer Peter Herlovsky.
This is the Ram's Head from Northern Vineyards. Move it around a little bit, get the bouquet to come out. It smells nice. It's got the earth and then the dark fruit. About what I expected. It's going to be that medium to light body. Good solid fruit, but the acidity dries it up nice on the finish where it's going to go. It'll pair fantastic with food. I'll dig into this Alexis Bailey here. Now see, that has less finish. It starts out more, the fruit's a little bigger at the front end, but the finish, the fruit tends to fall off towards the end. Now we're working on the Marietta. Now see, that's a much bigger wine. Bigger, massive fruit on the front edge of the palate, but then the finish, it stays even and big all the way through, and then the finish, there's still a lingering fruit. It's almost like a underripe currant and raspberry.
Herlovsky renders his verdict. Of the three competitors, he picks the California wine.
I think the wines are excellent values. And there's no reason why they couldn't hold their own in any market up against any other wine.
It's not going to be easy for local producers to compete with regions world-renowned for their wine. Minnesota winemakers will always have the weather against them, and skeptics say there's only a certain market for homegrown. But local winemakers have already defied the odds. They're hopeful about what they can accomplish. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Shirley Idelson.